Tyra, let's begin with you. Forbes partnered with Adecco, and they looked at a number of factors to compile this top 10 list, such as the cost of living, the types of companies that are headquartered in any given city. Topping the list is Austin, Texas, but number four, Jacksonville, Florida. Were you surprised by that?
Well, not really. I know it's a great area to find a job. We've hired a lot of people recently with the headquarter move. But in addition to that, it's, you know, a great place with good weather, great beaches. We don't have an income tax. So we attract people and we also attract companies. You know, we're not the only headquarter that's moved here. And people hear about that. And I think we've gotten a good reputation for being a good city for jobs. And this just gave us the credit that I think we're due.
So where are the jobs, as you look to staff people in different positions around town, where are you having the most success?
So in the accounting and finance area, that makes up the majority of the 185 jobs we're moving here. And we're also hiring lawyers and marketers and HR professionals and IT consultants. And we're able to find them through our sister brand, Accounting Principles in Parker and Lynch. They've done a great job finding those finance and accounting jobs. We've also used our Adecco staffing brand to help us. And they've been very successful. And I must say we've made quite a bit of progress already. We're ahead of expectations on hiring.
Give us a call right now if you're looking for work, if you've got a job but looking to change careers. We're talking employment and jobs this morning as we lead off First Coast Connect. Jacksonville, number four on a new list by Forbes of the top 10 cities in the country to find work. We'll go to your calls in just a moment at 549-2937. Mike McNamara, tell us your as you look at the lay of the land, where are the hot spots and where are the not spots, I guess? Where are careers stagnating?
Well, to be very honest with you, the hot spots really are what Forbes pointed out, the professional business services, and financial activities and stuff like that. But really, the accounting and finance areas are the hottest areas. That would be like the accounting areas, the financial analysts, all the way up to like controllers, positions like that. Great need in the marketplace. I think one of the things that we look at sometimes is what the state and national, unemployment rates are. But that's really not reflective of what it's like for the professional services. Because if we take a look, the college-educated, the BLS shows that the college-educated folks are at about a 3.3% unemployment rate. Now, if you take it, that's all college-educated people. So a small portion of that is in the accounting and finance areas. So it's pretty much a full employment market for accounting and finance. So it's really a very hot market right now for those folks that are either looking to relocate here or maybe change jobs, take a bigger step in their career. So I think that's the hottest place right now. As far as, you know, what's not hot, I don't think there's anything right now that I could point to and say, oh, well, there's nothing going on in that particular segment of the market. But I'll tell you, the biggest thing, unfortunately, is if you don't have that college degree, it becomes more difficult. And it's evidenced by what the unemployment rate looks like. So, you know, I would encourage people to obviously take advantage of the great universities that we have here and get that college degree, because I think that's going to be even more important as the economy continues to improve. Another area that we're finding here in Jacksonville locally that is a really hot market is supply chain and logistics. With the Jacksport here and being a center for transportation and for the ships coming in, it's one of those things that we're seeing a bigger demand in supply chain and logistics as well.
And it's 549-2937 to join the show as we talk about the growth of jobs on the First Coast. Tyra Tudor, what advice do you have, especially for millennials, people who are just graduating from college, having a hard time finding something? And, of course, many of them have a lot of debt that they have to pay off. They hear these rosy numbers, and it sounds great, But it's not easy for everyone out there looking, in particular young people and people maybe 50 plus who are trying to undergo some sort of job train, maybe change careers.
Yeah, it's a very good point. I would encourage the millennials and, you know, those over 50 to make sure that they have a recruiter working for them. There are a lot of staffing companies in town. We have many of them, and they place a lot of people in jobs, young, old, and everything in between. And if you haven't been successful on your own with the web and your network, then reach out to a recruiter. Ultimately, your own network typically is going to pay off the best. And if you use a recruiter and you have your network and you're searching the web, all of those should formulate into a position.
And Adecco does some of that work. Can you explain in a little more detail why Adecco, and you're the firm that partnered with Forbes on this top 10 list, why the decision was made to move your North American headquarters here from New York?
Well, a lot went into it. It was obviously a difficult decision. But when it comes to the business environment, the situation is easier here when it comes to what we pay people, the situation with job credits that the city and state were able to offer us to help offset some of the costs to move the headquarters here. We had corporate employees in both locations, which isn't ideal. And so when we looked at trying to get into one location, the Florida market was just a lot more appealing from a business standpoint.
And what are your questions about jobs? Are you looking for a job or maybe looking to change careers? Jacksonville's number 4 on the new Forbes list of the top 10 cities in the country to find a job. And if you're curious, here's the full list: Austin, Texas; Madison, Wisconsin; Houston; Jacksonville; Columbus, Ohio; Miami; Charlotte; the Hudson Valley, New York; New York, New York — that's interesting — and the Inland Empire area of California. Those are the hot spots. 549-2937. Let's go to Carmen on the South Side. Hey, Carmen, how are you today? Hi, Carmen. All right,
Carmen,
give us a call back. Let's go to Robert in Mayport. Hey, Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thanks. Go ahead.
I was just calling. I think this is a great conversation, especially with the mention of the industry with the port. I see a lot of growth development there and a lot of opportunity for people with relatively little educational background to progress very quickly and make very good money, especially with the energy industry, the offshore oil fields especially. Guys can go out and work on boats and make up of upwards of $500 a day and only work 6 months out of the year. So it's great to hear that Jacksport is joining that surge in growth, and I'd love to hear more about it.
Yeah, thanks for that. That's Robert out in Mayport. The number to join the show, 549-2937. Mike McNamara, just yesterday we received word from Senator Bill Nelson's office that Congress is going to authorize funds to Jacksport to deepen the harbor to accommodate bigger ships. The port has been touting this as a driver of future job growth in the area. Can you talk a little bit about the port expansion plans and how you see that affecting the employment picture in this area?
For sure, Melissa. In fact, I've been following it pretty closely because, first of all, I find it very interesting. And it's good news, and I want to thank you. I hadn't heard that. I was in meetings this morning, so that is great news to hear that the Congress has voted the money in, because I do believe in the opportunities that Jacksport's talking about as far as being able to bring in the bigger ships, more frequent ships, things like that, is going to make an impact. The change in the Panama Canal and us being right there then as one of the first major ports that ships will come through is going to generate not just jobs for Jacksport, but we're looking at it'll bring in new industry, new companies to support that change that's going to take place in the growth of our port here. So that's just simply great news. And I think it's not just, like we said, supply chain logistic type jobs that Jacksport would be hiring, but now you're looking at, okay, it's going to increase the need for the support systems like the accounting and finance, the professional services, those types of positions as well. So fabulous great news to share with your folks, Melissa.
And it's 549-2937 to join the show. Keith in Mandarin is with us. Hey, Keith, good morning.
Hi. I'd like to ask them what college degree has degrees has the hardest time finding employment?
Has the hardest time? Okay. Thanks for the call, Keith. Tyra Tudor, what degrees, you know, obviously everyone from the governor to academic officials are pushing STEM degrees, science, technology, engineering, and math. Any degrees that you would not recommend?
So, you know, if we do talk more about those that are easier to place. STEM is definitely the hottest. Obviously, accounting falls into that. On the other side, you know, it is the jobs where there isn't a specific skill coming out that you can get a job in. Some of the political science degrees where you have to go on and there's not as many jobs out there. You know, a lot of history degrees, you know, there's only so many professors in that those jobs, that those people can go to get those types of jobs. So anytime I get a chance to mentor a kid thinking about college, I'm always trying to point them in the direction of a degree that will allow them to be marketable as soon as they get out. And any of the STEMs fall into that. And quite frankly, anything out of that isn't as good. And then, you know, there are many reports out there that show which degrees provide the best opportunities. And those that either require a more advanced degree or a lot more time to find a job.
And it sounds as though you're talking about the classic liberal arts degrees that, you know, higher institutions of higher learning still place a high premium on. What would you say to a student and parents of that student? They really want their child to have that sort of classical liberal arts education, even if it's not, doesn't translate into an immediate job.
Yeah. So then I would say just, you know, work hard, keep your grades up. Get work experience while you're in college. You may have to do a job that isn't your dream job at first, but, you know, you being happy is part of it too. And if that's, you know, where they insist on going, you know, let them, but just make sure that they're groomed to be able to be one of the ones that get the job the soonest.
Let's go to Annie on the South Side this morning. Annie, thanks for calling into First Coast Connect. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call. The growth that we're going to be seeing in the port obviously is going to open up a lot of opportunities for international trade, importing and exporting. My question is, if we're going to be doing some potential job growth in international markets, is having a second language or being bilingual going to be a plus for candidates? And if so, what languages would be a plus to find job opportunities?
Great question from Annie on the South Side. Annie, thank you. Mike McNamara, I'm assuming you'll say Spanish.
Well, that's the first one. Okay, definitely Spanish is a primary language I think that they're going to need to have. But as we look at what's going on in the marketplace, I mean, we need to look at who our big trading partners are. So, you know, it's really interesting. We get requests for people that speak Mandarin, that speak different, Chinese languages. So it's one of those things. And, you know, ADECO has offices literally all over the world. And so it's one of those things where, you know, we're placing people all over the world in international jobs and things like that. So it's one of those things where to say, okay, there's a couple predominant ones, maybe like Spanish or Chinese, that type of thing. There still is opportunity for, you know, looking at our trading partners and saying, okay, if I'm going to work in the international marketplace, do I have a target? I mean, do I have a place that I'd like to really either live or work with those folks? Because you're going to find that I truly believe that the growth that we're going to have is not just going to be, you know, local. It's not just going to be within the United States, but literally huge international opportunities.
Let's go to Tim in Yulee. Hey, Tim. Thanks for calling in from Yulee this morning. Good morning.
Hi, Melissa. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I'm a retired veteran, and I've been in the job market here for the past 3 years. And, you know, I've accepted some low-paying jobs, which I'm fine with. I'm still in school currently, and I'm working to finish up my master's degree. But I was wondering, did they look at the federal jobs that are hopefully coming to the area with the addition of new ships coming to Mayport? And I know the governor had signed a bill for appropriations for some of the bases here. Did they look at that market as well?
Thanks for the question, Tim. Tyra, what about that sector of the market?
You know, we have actually an effort to try to help vets get placed into jobs. And I would love to have an opportunity to talk to this individual, maybe offline. Melissa, if you can help facilitate that. But we do see a need, and we want to help make sure that our vets are getting jobs. The problem that was brought up here, which is some are low-paying compared to maybe what they should be making, it's true. But typically, when we get them placed and we get them going, they advance quickly in companies and can get, you know, to the salary range that they need and deserve.
And to the caller up in Yulee, call our phone screener back and leave your phone number. We'll connect you with a DECO later in the day. Here's a tweet from a listener talking about job growth on the First Coast, as Jacksonville is number 4 on the new Forbes list. He writes, "It's great to hear of expansion of jobs in the area in finance and healthcare, but what about the outlook for small business creation?" Mike McNamara.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that I'll go back to sort of something I alluded to a little bit before, is with the growth in Jacksonville, and Tyra also mentioned that we are getting more headquarters companies moving in here. I think what they're going to see is the supporting efforts that need to be done to support those headquarters, to support the changes in the Jacksport, those type of things are going to be small businesses. And small businesses, I think many people understand, are really the biggest job generators in the U.S. And so I think that besides looking at some of the bigger areas, like the headquarters that are coming in, as I mentioned, the Jacksport changes out there, I think the supporting areas are going to be growing just as fast, if not more. To have these small businesses support those efforts are going to be taking place.
In the meantime, it's good news for this area as job growth is on the upswing. Thanks so much, both of you, for joining us with your part of this. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Melissa.